Hello everybody, this is Ray here, going to review Blindside today. This game was sort of meant for a general audience, so it's a different gaming experience, and I will tell you why as I play the game. This game is either for PC, and I think Mac, and it's also for iOS. Today I'm going to talk about the iOS version. And I would like to at some point get the PC version just to have it, but even if I do, I won't really review it because it'll be the same, just the control scheme will be different. The iPhone, however, is pretty unique in the way that it handles the gameplay, and I'll talk about that when we get there, but the basic premise of this game is that you are blind and something bad has happened and you have to figure out what is behind it. And this is sort of part one in the Blindside series. They are going to, it seems like they're going to release a sequel, but we haven't heard anything about that yet. So I am on the Blindside app icon now, and I'm going to double tap it. And you'll hear the main menu of Blindside, and then I'll turn voiceover off.
Welcome to Blindside. Put on your headphones now. Tap the top of the screen to resume your game. Tap the middle of the screen to start a new game. Or tap the bottom of the screen to change game options. Welcome to Blindside.
Alright, so I'm going to tap the middle of the screen, but I'm going to turn voiceover off because that will interfere greatly with gameplay. So I'm going to tap the middle of the screen.
Tap the bottom of new game. Tap the top of the screen to erase your progress and start a new game. Tap the middle of the screen to start at a checkpoint. Or tap the bottom of the screen to go back. High quality on. New game. Tap the top of the screen.
I'm going to tap the top of the screen to start a new game.
Checkpoint. Starting new game.
And here's the intro.
Keith, wake up.
Good morning.
Keith, wake up, honey. I think there's a blackout.
No kidding. Can't see a thing. Let me get the flashlight. Huh. Batteries must be dead. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. The noise is outside just starting me.
I'm gonna get the matches in the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Storm must have knocked out the power lines. Okay, I can do this. My studio apartment is pretty small. It's crowded, even with just my bed, a couch, my dresser, and TV. But my window has a nice view of the fountain across the street. My front door leads out into the hallway, and the kitchen should be on my left. I really should get that faucet fixed sometime, though.
This is a test. You already know how to play the game. Tap the center of your screen now to skip the tutorial.
Before I risk freezing my toes off in the kitchen tiles, I need to get my slippers. They're by the dresser to the right of the TV.
To move forward or backward, touch the top or bottom of your screen. Move forward now by touching the top of your screen. Hold down the button and you'll continue to walk forward. Don't just tap it.
Okay, so that pretty much gave us the premise of what happened to start, although we'll learn more about this as the game goes. So I will now reposition things slightly so that I'm not sideways, which I was. Now I'm straight, and I will hold down the top of the screen, and again, you do not tap it, you hold it down.
Coffee table.
When Case bumps into something, you will hear the sound of him smacking against it as well as a description of the object. You may want to stop and listen carefully when he speaks. Whenever music is playing, something important is happening around Case, and Case cannot be controlled. So when you hear music, take a minute and listen. When you hear this sound, you are back in control and Case can be moved again. You can rotate Case left or right by tilting your device to the left or right. You can change the way you control Case by switching your control scheme in the game's options menu. Now turn to the left by tilting your device to the left.
Okay, that is one thing I wanted to touch on. There are two modes of control that you have with the iOS version of this game. You have turning, where you can actually turn your body, and the avatar in the game will turn with you. I've used it, and it works. However, I prefer tilt, because sometimes when you're excited, you turn your device a little bit more than you turn your body, and that can make things confusing. So when you tilt it, it confines you a little bit, and it makes it a little easier to control. That's sort of a matter of preference, so I'm going to tilt my phone to the left.
Did you hear how the sound in the room changed as you rotated? Now move forward again by touching the top of your screen.
So you heard the little static noise in front of me. It went from left to right there. So I'm going to move forward.
That was the sound of Kay sliding left along the coffee table. It is an important navigational tool. By sliding along objects, you can figure out the confines of the room or keep yourself traveling in a straight line. When you brush against something, it will make a unique sliding sound. It will sound something like this. Now hear the TV static? Turn to the right until Case is facing it, so you can hear it equally in both ears.
The TV static is closer to the right, so I'm going to tilt to the right.
Now move towards it.
And another thing about this tilt, you can't control how quickly you turn. It kind of, it's an all or nothing. I'm trying to demonstrate it, but it won't work. Oh, because you can't turn, they want you to move forward, I guess. This is the tutorial,
my
so
46
yeah.
Inch flat screen.
You can tell which way you're facing in a room if you listen carefully for constant noises like this TV, the ticking clock, or the dripping faucet in the kitchen. Try rotating 360 degrees by tilting your device to the right while listening carefully now.
Okay, why it put me back with the TV on the right is something I don't know, but if you tilt just a little bit, it's turning quite rapidly. If you tilt it more,
try to picture it in your
it's still, you know, pretty much the same.
Your eyes. But don't forget the real world exists. Be mindful where you close your eyes. Now let's get those slippers. Slide to the right along the TV, keeping the TV static noise on your left. Do it now.
And obviously the comment about closing your eyes was meant for a seated audience.
I need to get my fluffy blue slippers. They're in the dresser to the right of the TV. There to my right.
Now, continue sliding along the TV and find the dresser.
So the TV's on our right, and we're going to slide along it. And why are we bumping into stuff? Turn left a bit. There. That weird noise, that is me sliding. Maybe it's not me. What is that? Hold on. Oh, I just got a text.
Now, continue sliding along the TV and find the dresser.
This game does have a few little weird bugs like that, but... why it's not letting me move? Okay. Hang on. Let me... try this.
My TV.
Alright, now this will work. Is it doing that? I'm moving a little bit, but I'm not hearing any footsteps.
Now, continue sliding along the TV and find the dresser.
I never had this problem before again, but I haven't played the tutorial in a while either. I don't understand why it's doing that. Okay, let me try this one more.
If I bump into my TV any harder, I'm going to knock it over.
Good to know, but, continue sliding along. Hold on, let me... Oh, I know what I'm doing wrong. I am going the wrong way. Again, I haven't played this tutorial in a long time and I'm not paying attention.
Ah, slippers. My armor against the cold tile floors. Now it's time to get the matches.
Now, go find the matches in the kitchen. Listen carefully and good luck.
Okay, the problem officially was I was supposed to slide right along the TV with it on my left, like they said, but I hadn't listened to that, so I was trying to slide on the left side of the TV with it being on my right, and the reason I was doing that was because that is the way to get to the kitchen, which is where I am headed next. So I'm the dripping faucet.
Are you okay?
Yep, just found the coffee table. It's still here.
Yeah, I don't like this coffee table. I really don't. The dripping faucet is in front of me, which is where I'm headed into the kitchen. And there's the kitchen.
The drawer with matches in it! What the hell?
What's wrong?
I'm not sure. Let me check in the hallway real quick.
Where are you, Case? I heard the match, but are you in the bathroom?
No, I'm in the kitchen. Just a minute. I'll be right back. Damn. Okay, the apartment door is just to my right.
Now, for those of you who haven't gotten this far, which I don't understand how you wouldn't, because this is actually the easy part, But for those of you who haven't gotten this far, I will let you know that the rest of the game is where it starts to get scary. And for those of you who haven't even seen the game, that warning still applies. It's pretty scary. So I'm turning to the right. Not all the way, just a little bit.
The door to the hallway.
Now we are in the hallway. And we have to... Case would tell us this if we tap the center of the screen for a hint, but I will tell you, there's a crying woman on our left, which now she's in front of me, and we have to approach her, and she will tell us more about what's going on.
Cindy, is that you?
Case, oh, I'm so glad it's you. I think I'm blind. I woke up and I can't see anything. Can you help me get to the hospital?
Damn it. Dawn and I can't see either. We need to call 911.
Oh boy. Something is coming, and it's not good. I'm telling you in advance, it's not good. I'm warning you. See? Watch. I did warn you.
I'm coming, hold on!
Saving checkpoint.
Yep, that's another thing. The game will save checkpoints in a critical situation. This is a critical situation, if you haven't noticed, but you can't actually die if you come in contact with this monster that is eating this poor girl.
I need to get back in the apartment, not close to the carnage.
And I am turning the wrong way. The monster actually has to be on the... Oops, I almost flipped the phone upside down. The monster has to be on the right to come back to the apartment.
Wrong apartment! Mine is down the hall.
But I had him too far on the right. Let me... Right, so we're gonna go through the kitchen.
Whoa!
Right there. And now...
The bed! The window's closed!
We have to find Dawn when she's in the bedroom. Which is where we are, but we still have to find her in here.
Whoa!
Oops. We're close.
Ow! Damn! Coffee table! Dawn, I'm here, okay? Look, there's something out in the hallway. It got Cindy. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. What do we do?
I'm thinking.
Let's get on the fire escape.
While we're blind?
Do you see another choice?
Oh boy.
Okay, let's do it. The window's in front of me, next to the bed.
You do have a limited amount of time to find this window, but it's close. And you do have quite a bit of time, so...
The window!
Yep, there we found it.
You first.
I don't even remember what it looks like!
Just go!
Now this is where the game starts to become difficult. He is chasing us, but we will make it because this is a cutscene leading into the next area of the game.
Go, 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 go! You okay? Everything in one piece?
I think so. What was that?
I don't know. We need to get help.
I brought my phone.
God, you're awesome.
You're not so bad yourself.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Damn.
You're still awesome, but we need to get to a landline.
Or we could just yell for help.
Listen, though, I don't think anyone is out here. I don't even know what time of day or night it is. My guess is that if we get hit by whatever's going down the street, it will kill us, because that's apparently what things are doing now.
Okay, but... Who has a landline anymore?
There's one in my office. It's just across Comm Ave to the fountain at Marsh Plaza, and then to the right, to the Arts and Sciences building.
Well, I'm in because the alternative is getting eaten.
Okay. Comm Ave has a couple lanes, then subway tracks in the middle, a couple more lanes, then Marsh Plaza's on the other side. I should be able to just walk toward the fountain in the middle of Marsh Plaza. Unless, of course, we get hit by whatever is that's zooming by. I'm gonna guess that would suck. It sounds like the ones going from left to right are in the nearest lane, the ones going the other way are in the furthest lane.
Here we go.
Saving checkpoint.
Alright, this could potentially become a deadly situation. This is why we have a checkpoint. And that is a critical clue. That explosion. I don't know what it is, but it's helpful, although by talking about it, I've actually wasted my chance. The explosion is actually supposed to be on the left side, and these cars are supposed to come from left to right. However, the first time you enter this area, they are for some reason going right to left, so you have to turn around. And the fire sound that you hear has to be close to the left side. So I think that should be straight. I'm going to wait till they come by again. Now, I'm not going to say much as I crossed this street because I have to be quick about it. But when I get to the other side, I will stop and tell you what's happening. So, here it comes. Going.
Crossing light.
I hope I make it. Please.
It's a subway train.
Turn, turn, turn. Oh, come on. This is going to be close. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. And I didn't make it. Okay. But I almost made it.
You have died. Loading last saved checkpoint.
Okay. The fire is on our left. And the explosion will also be on our left. And I'm gonna go down the first few lanes of traffic. And the subway train we're coming up to.
It's a subway train.
Turning around that just a bit. And we are safe for the moment. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn left a little bit because I turned right to go around the train. So I'm going to turn left to around there, I think. There's the set we're trying to cross. That's going right to left. And that's the set that we just passed going left to right. So, oh, wait, not yet. Go back a bit. Let's wait for him to go by. There he goes. Now let's go. Hopefully we make it. Oh, turn.
Streetlight.
What were those
things?
There
we go.
I have absolutely no idea. Just glad they're behind us.
Yeah, me too.
First, let's get to the fountain. I can hear it. It's still on.
Now, just in case you're wondering, that did not take two takes in reality. It sounded like it in recording. It actually took more like 12. I just edited the other ones out. So, with that said, time to get to the fountain, which is straight ahead of me. Normally the fountain's about here when I normally do it, around that far over to the left, but this time it happened to be closer to the center, and I'm sort of positioning it in front of me. There we go. And walking toward it.
Ow!
Then there's barriers that we have to go between, which is what I'm doing right now. We're trying to do. Hopefully I do it. And we're almost there.
Now we're going to keep zooming things on our right. The fountain behind us, and we're going to walk to the Arts and Sciences building.
Hold on, please. Listen.
Do you hear another monster?
Oh, silence. No people. Nothing.
We should keep going.
Alright, we need to get inside, so I'm turning just a little bit right. And keep the fountain behind us.
You can sit on the front wall of the chapel.
Oops, this could potentially be bad.
The right railing to the chapel door.
I turn a bit left, there we go. There we go. Pretty soon we will hear the electric lights to the building. I think I already hear them. That's something else. We'll hear them soon enough. Or maybe I'm going the wrong way. I think I am. Well, we'll see.
Ow! I thought there was a lot of barriers against cars here.
Yep, we're going the wrong way. Let's do this again. Okay. Just in case you're wondering, you won't be able to go back into the street, even if you try. He'll say he's not going back there, and he won't let you go back there. Which is nice. So, now we have not run into the fountain yet, but we would if we kept going that way. Let's keep going to the right a little bit. Sometimes it's hard to find it, but
ow! I got there's a lot of barriers against cars here. We should be able to slip in between them.
Okay, we... Oh, we're definitely going the wrong way again. Sometimes you find these right away, sometimes you don't. Let's keep going here. Looking for the electric lights. There's
the... Behind me,
alright, go behind. So turn that way. Oops. Alright, the street's on the right. So maybe now we'll find it. Hopefully. Yep, there they are. Sure enough. So, turning that way. Pretty soon we'll have a somewhat startling cutscene.
Don, what is it?
Sorry, I tripped on something. I think it's a body.
Let me check it out.
What is it?
It was one of those campus police. There's not much left. It's like he was eaten. But I got his gun.
What are you gonna do with a gun? You've never even held one before.
Yes, I have. And fired it.
When?
Time crisis.
I'm serious, Case. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Look, I'll be careful. I promise. If you had heard what had happened to Cindy, I'd... Well, let's just keep moving, okay?
Now, I don't understand how he just got a... Oh, let's go through these remains and pull this gun out. I don't understand how he just did that with his bare hands. That's pretty gross. But, yeah, he did it. And he got a gun. And I will not tell you if you will need that gun or not. So here we go, in the building.
Finally, we're inside. This is a long, skinny hallway with offices on the left and right. We can follow it down to the ballroom lobby, go through there, and get to my office in the hallway on the other side. Well, I don't hear anything trying to kill us in here.
There's still time.
Let's just find the landline.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, so I'm gonna let him tell us where to go from here, because that is actually kind of important.
I need to get to the end of the hall. I can head toward the sound of that broken fan. The exit is in front of me.
Alright. The broken fan is hard to hear from here, but you will hear it as we get closer to it. It's very strange sounding. So I'm going to walk forward. I'm not going to turn because this is just a hallway. It's a rather long hallway, actually. Although there is a longer one coming up.
What the hell is that?
And pretty soon you will hear a friend of ours make his appearance. I'm going to move forward a bit more and you will hear him.
Shh, don't move.
I...
Shh.
That breathing that you hear very subtly on the left. Is him. But he's gone.
I think it's gone.
What did you hear?
I just didn't think we should chance it.
That wasn't one of those monsters.
I know. Let's just get to your office.
Okay, quietly.
So now the fan is coming up. Let's go straight some more. And there's music too, by the way.
Damn it, the door to the lobby is locked. Hey, we can go through the ballroom.
Is there another way around?
We can go through the ballroom itself. The ballroom door should be on the left side of the hall, towards this end.
It's a very strange sounding fan, and I'm going to turn left.
The glass covered awards case on the wall.
Alright.
I can't remember what's on display in here.
That case is on the left side of the hall. And now we're turning around. I'm trying to kind of turn to the right a little bit and go straight at the same time. Hopefully we can do that.
Wall.
Yep, there we did it.
Finally, here it is. What's that smell? Don, don't let the door...
Sorry, it's locked.
Shh, listen. Breathing. This place smells like those monsters.
Uh-oh.
I guess we'll have to go through.
You've gotta be kidding.
We should be able to just slide along the back wall to my right and go through the door on the far side.
How many of the monsters are in here?
I don't know. A lot.
Saving checkpoint.
Alright. This is a challenge, although There are several hints I can offer up for this part. Firstly, you can have quite a number of collisions with these monsters before you actually die. You don't have to worry about that. However, if you hit the same monster 3 times, he will wake up and you will die. But if you hit a different one each time, then you have more of a chance. So, my recommendation is stay with 90 degree turns, and you'll have more of a chance. However, if you know the way out, like I do, then you can just do that. So, there's a steam noise off in the distance. Right there, on the right. That's the radiator. I'm going to go straight.
The west wall.
I'm going to slide along this wall until we get to that steam noise. There it is on the right. And there's probably other ways to do this, but this is my strategy. Okay, there we go. Steam is on the right. I'm going to walk forward quite a bit until it's really close. The music is what we're ultimately aiming for. That's even farther on the right. Now I'm kind of centered on it, and if I make a straight shot, I should make it. But I can always go back and get a little closer to this radiator for cover.
The far wall of the ballroom.
There we go. I ran into the wall, but the radiator is pretty close. The music is right straight ahead. Sounds like I gotta get a little closer. It's very reverberant in this room, as you can tell.
Don't back away slowly. It's asleep or something. I don't think I woke it up.
Do you remember the layout of this room? It sounds like we might be clear towards the back wall.
I'm pretty sure it's just a big, empty room, except when they set up tables for events. Let's head towards that steam sound coming from the radiator, and then over to the music coming through the far door.
Just don't hit any more monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, let's get a little closer to this radiator, because I think I backed off a little bit. Okay, we're getting close.
A radiator.
There we go. The music is right ahead of me, it sounds like. Maybe off to the left a bit. So I think we should be good now. Let me just make sure. Yep, I think we are good from here. Just getting a little centered, more centered on the music. Yep, we're good.
The door's unlocked.
Thank God.
Goodbye, monsters.
Do you think they were hibernating?
I have no idea. I think we're safe for the time being, though.
I wonder what horrible thing's gonna happen to us next.
This hallway is pretty much like the last one. My office is the third door on the right.
I'd never thought of it that way.
Saving checkpoint.
I pretty much do not care if they were hibernating or not. I just wanted to get out. So, let's go straight and see if we can find this office. I'm gonna... That clock ticking is in the office.
At least I'm on the right side of the hallway.
Yep, I'm on the right side. Now I'm just gonna slide... Oops, turn left a bit. Slide along this wall.
Where's your landline?
On top of my bookshelf, and which is against the back wall, directly behind my desk.
Do you want me to help look for it?
No thanks, I think I'm getting the hang of this.
I don't remember leaving my wall stereo on. You do without that?
Yeah, that's loud. Okay. So if we do a straight shot, we should at least get to the right side of the room.
The worst office chair ever. It keeps my students' visits nice and short.
Hey, you make me sit in that when I bring you lunch.
Sitting in a chair this bad is an honor.
Oh, does the amount of honor rise with how stabby the springs are?
Okay, I guess we can't do a straight shot, because that annoying thing that sounds like a really old hard drive actually needs to be on our left. So...
My award-winning low-res band promo poster I designed.
Okay then, I really don't care. Actually, I do.
My bookshelf nearest the door. I've never noticed that these smell a bit musty.
The phone line is very close, so let's just use a hint to find it.
No good. The phone is behind me.
Okay, so we gotta go... Well, I can actually just go backward. Let's check and see where it is now.
No good. The phone is behind me.
Oh, it's still behind me. Okay, I thought I was close to it. I guess I'm not.
No good. The phone is behind the landline.
There we go. I was really not close at that point.
What?
The phone's dead. Or something. The circuits are probably jammed.
What are we gonna do, Case?
I'm thinking.
I'll tell you what you're going to do.
Ah! Jesus Christ! Alan, is that you?
I'm so glad to hear you, Case. Don, is that you? How are you guys?
Okay, I guess. Besides being blind, unable to call for help, having our neighbor torn to shreds in the hallway, and dealing with the end of the world. I mean, thanks for asking, Professor Scarus, to death.
Not so good. Can you see?
No, I'm blind as a bat. I take it you are, too?
Yeah, we were asleep when it happened. We came here because there was something in the hallway that ate my neighbor.
So I guess there are more of them. Well, I was working late. Around 11 o'clock, I heard thunder, and saw a blue flash, and then everything went black. Car accidents outside, etc., etc. That was a couple hours ago. I've heard the creatures stalking through the hall since then. I take it that's what got your neighbor?
Yeah, do you know what they are?
No, I thought maybe escaped zoo animals. But they just don't sound like anything I've ever heard before. And if you listen carefully, they make these sharp clicks.
Car accidents? Do you think everyone's blind?
I don't know, maybe. Something big is happening. But these creatures...
How do you think we got blinded?
Okay, I'm gonna lose it in a second here. What are we gonna do?
It's gonna be alright.
Shh. Oh boy. Here's another tricky part.
I hear one of the creatures.
Obviously.
Get out of the view of the door.
What?
Over here. In the corner. Come to my voice.
So we have a...
Saving checkpoint.
Very limited amount of time to turn left and wait for his cue and run.
Over here.
There he is.
What are you waiting for? Over here. Now don't move a muscle.
And he's walking away.
Their sense of smell is... it's terrible.
That explains why they smell so bad.
What are we going to do?
We're going to bait one. Capture it. Study it. Kill it. And then eat it.
What?
I'm kidding. We're not gonna eat it, but we are going to catch it.
You're insane. You actually sound like you're enjoying this.
He is. Alan might be a mild-mannered biology professor during the day, but he lives for cryptozoology. His last sabbatical was spent at Loch Ness with a harpoon gun. She's right though, Alan. You gotta let this one go.
Think about it. Something big has happened. We all know it. Those creatures are everywhere. There's just too many of them for any reasonable explanation. We have to learn what they are, what they want, what we're going to do about it. This is up to us. There's nobody out there to come to the rescue.
It's still pretty insane, Alan.
It'll be totally fine, Case. I promise. The only other real option is just to be a total chicken.
For the last time, I am not chicken, Alan.
I'm not sure if I understand your clucking here. So, two clucks means yes, or is that no?
Alan... all right, I guess between the three of us, we can...
Case, I love you, but this, I can't.
Come on, Don. We need you on this one. Don. Don.
You know what? Screw it. You both are insane, but it's not like I have any other options. I'm in. Let's catch a monster.
Excellent. Case, I told you she was a keeper. I'd hug you, but I'd probably just poke you in the eye by accident.
Oh, God.
What's the plan?
Follow me into the hall.
Okay, we gotta follow him, which we just lost track of him. We are going the wrong way, first of all.
My favorite poster.
at that thing on the right, or close to the right, anyway.
My antique drawing desk! I missed you!
What?
I was just talking to my desk.
That's gotta be some sort of cry for help.
Hey, I talk to my stuff a lot.
My antique office chair!
Do not tell your office chair you missed it, too.
I missed you.
I never heard that one before.
West wall with a glossy print of the Blunt Force Trauma album cover I designed.
Big and long description. Okay, we should be almost out. Oh, maybe not. I'm going around in circles. I shouldn't do that.
My very solid desk.
Let's go around his desk. Maybe that would help.
My grandfather clock.
Yeah, I don't need to.
My blue file cabinet, I now realize, has very sharp corners. My north bookshelf, the west wall, is
right. Yeah, I'm a little bit lost.
My forlorn office.
Yeah, I am definitely lost. Hold on.
Okay.
There we go.
Hear that beeping way at the end of the hall?
Yeah.
That's the fire alarm control panel. One of us is going to go down there, attract a creature, a specimen, you might say, and then run down the hall into classroom 201A, which is connected by a door to 201B. One of us will slam the first door after you and the monster are through. The other one of us will slam the other door between you and the monster, trapping the monster in 201A.
Did you say you?
I absolutely would be bait, but my knee hurts, so you're bait. Dawn's on 201B door duty. I'll be on 201A.
I swear to God, Alan, if Case gets hurt, I will kill you.
He'll be fine, I promise. Case, follow me. I'll walk you through the escape path.
Dawn?
Don't, Case. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Kill you, Alan. Kill you.
Come on, Case. I cleared out most of the desks earlier.
Wait, you've been planning this?
Yeah. Anyways, give me a hand. We need to move the last two desks out of Classroom A into B so you don't trip on them as you run for your life. Follow me, Case.
Man, I wish I had Alan's disposition. Oh, gosh. So follow him.
The door to my office.
Oops.
There
we go.
Keep following. Yep. Stay behind.
Alan?
Yeah?
Why do you think we went blind so suddenly? Do you think we'll get our sight back?
It could be osmium tetroxide. It turns your eyes black on contact, even very tiny amounts. We have some in the lab.
That is horrifying.
I thought it might be a leak, but between the car accidents and you two going blind, plus a big question of what the hell those monsters are, I'm going to guess that, isn't it?
Good?
Maybe. Oxidation by osmium tetroxide isn't reversible, and that level of exposure would probably lead to pulmonary edema in the next few hours. My second guess is some sort of radiation. The blue flash can mean a couple of things. Shrink off radiation, or maybe a criticality incident.
Neither of those sound good.
They're not. Either one means there was at least a brief burst of very powerful radiation. You don't feel nauseous, do you?
Nervous, but nauseous? No. Why?
If it were radiation, we should start feeling the beginnings of radiation sickness soon, depending on the exposure.
So what's the third explanation, God?
Well, there isn't one.
A third explanation?
What are you guys talking about?
Watermelon on a sunny day.
Thanks, Alan.
Move those desks, then we'll lock the doors. And then let's catch this creature. I have a feeling it might tell us something about the blindness. Follow me on into the next classroom.
So let's follow him around.
The south wall. It's the one that shared the hallway. Oh.
Come on, Case.
Oh, I'm there. If you bump into him, he'll go
east.
Oof.
Wall, connecting the classrooms.
The classrooms in the Arts and Sciences building are pretty much all the same. There are two doors on the wall that is shared with the hallway, and two windows in the opposite wall. 201B has that obnoxiously loud clock in it behind me, and it's connected to 201A through the doorway I'm standing in.
It's right at the west wall, connecting the classroom.
There we go.
The west to east wall, connecting the classroom.
He bumped into something that time.
The door. The door.
He stopped.
The east wall connecting the classrooms.
Let me see what the hint tells us.
I need to find a desk to move out of Classroom A. The desk is in front of me.
All right. So we gotta...
The north wall. The desk is behind me.
Oops. Past it.
The east wall connecting the classroom. The desk is behind me.
Alright. This is the part I always have trouble with.
The north wall. The desk is to my left. The door. The desk is in front of me.
There we go.
The north wall.
I'm running into stuff.
Door.
If these desks made sounds, it'd be easier to find them, but I know that's not realistic, so...
The desk is to my left. The north wall.
Why am I not seeing this desk?
The desk is in front of me.
Alright, so the desk...
A big pile of desks. This is where we're going to put the desks from Classroom A.
So, okay, I went the wrong way. Let's start by going back.
The door. The door.
Oh, he's moving again.
The west wall connecting the classrooms.
Wait, hold on. The radiator is in Classroom A. So that's another way to help find the desk.
A big pile of desks.
Oh.
This is where we're going to put the desks from Classroom A.
Again, I went the wrong way. There's more lights in there.
The south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
And now we're in the hall, so I definitely... didn't go the right way.
The south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway. The south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway. Closed and tightly locked. The south wall. The east wall connecting the classroom.
There we go. Maybe this will help. Yep. I hear
the door. The north wall. A window on the north wall.
See if I can find this stupid
desk.
Big
pile of desks. This is where we're going to put the desk.
Alright, that's not working. Let's try a different way.
The south wall. The one that's shared with the hallway.
Yep, okay.
The south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway. Big pile of desks.
So the east wall is the one that's shared with the door to Classroom A. So I gotta...
The south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
Gotta find that one.
Closed and tightly locked. The south wall. The east wall.
There we go.
The classrooms.
Connecting the classrooms. So if I find the... There we go. That might help. Yep. Alright. Now we're in the right room at least. Let's see if we can find this desk.
One of the last two desks.
There we go.
Now to drag it to the pile in the other room.
Let's turn that way. There we go.
North wall of Classroom A. The east wall.
Oh, shoot.
Can't go this way.
That is eventually, I think, where we'll be headed. But not yet. So we are going...
This is the open door where I'll draw the monster through.
Yeah.
North wall of Classroom A.
It's See if we can find the west wall, I think, is what we want.
One of the last two desks. Now to drag it to the balcony room. The west wall, connecting the classrooms.
Yep. Alright, so let's slide along that and turn. Yep, we're in the right room. Okay. So the room with the clock in it is B. The one with the radiator is A, if you haven't figured that out. So now I gotta go to the east wall of this.
The south wall. Okay. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
Nope, don't want that.
The east wall, connecting the classroom.
Turn in. There's radiator, I can hear it already. And the second desk we should be coming
south
to.
South wall, classroom A. It's the one that's shared with the hallway. An open door to the hallway. South wall, radiator. It's still nice and warm.
Where is that desk? I had a hard time finding this a couple times. Let's see if we can.
Now the desk is to my left.
Alright. I hope I'm really, I was going to say this before, but I'll say it now since I have time. If there's anything, because I know I'm not explaining myself very well, but it's really hard for me to explain this. If there's a part that I'm really just not explaining well or not explaining at all, could very well be the case, let me know. I'll try to clarify it, but this part I won't be able to clarify for a while because it still confuses me. I mean, I have a few ideas, but it's not really...
The west wall, connecting the classrooms.
It's not really solidified in my head yet. This is the part that... The first time I played, it took me half an hour to do it.
The west wall, connecting the classrooms.
I'm in the wrong classroom.
The west wall, connecting the classrooms.
Alright, so now I'm in the right room at least. Let's see if we can find the desk.
North wall, classroom A. The west wall, connecting the classrooms.
Now the desk is to my right.
Alright, so I was going the wrong way. Desk on the right.
The west wall, connecting the
classroom. Now the desk is to my right.
I still am a little too far to the left.
Now the desk is to my left.
Okay.
Now the desk is behind me.
Oh, I passed it. Okay, I think it might be by the window, if I remember right. Let's see.
One of the last two desks. Now to drag it to the pile in the other room.
All I gotta do is find this west wall.
South wall, classroom A. It's the one that shares the hallway.
To the right, because west is right of south if you...
An overhead projector.
Where's west?
South wall, classroom A.
Nope, we don't. Don't want that. Oops.
South wall, classroom A.
No, we don't want that. Let's... Oops. I'm losing my place a little bit. As usual.
The west wall.
There we go.
The classrooms.
There we go. Now we're in the right room, now let's just put the desk back.
Okay.
There we go.
Can you go close and lock the two doors in the other classroom? Then meet Dawn and I back here. I want to check the escape path. There are two doors that lead to the hall on the south wall. It'd be such a shame to trap the creature in there just to have it waltz out into the hall and tear the flesh from our bones.
Good point.
I need to turn around and head back into the room where I got the desks from. As I go through the door, the wall on the right should have two doors along it that I need to get to, close, and lock.
Alright, so... Turning around.
The door.
The east wall connecting the classrooms.
And the door.
I think we're in the right room.
A big pile of desks. This is where we're going to put the desks.
No, we totally went the wrong way. Okay, let's try that again. Oops, hold on, let me... There we go.
south wall. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
We want the east wall, don't we?
Closed and locked. South wall. The east wall connecting the classes.
There we go. Turning. Right room. Let's see where the door is.
One door is to my right.
Which is what I was expecting. Let's see if we can head on right into that wall. Bump into it. Oops.
One door is to my right.
I didn't go right far enough. All right. Let's see.
The south wall.
There we go.
A. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
And this is has...
One down, one to go.
Locked door.
All right. And this...
South wall, classroom A. It's the one that's shared with a radiator. It's still nice and warm.
I think we gotta go back.
Closed and locked door.
South wall, classroom A. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
Oops, hold on.
Time. One door is behind me.
All right.
South wall, classroom A. It's the one that's shared with the hallway.
Well, let's do this a different way. Hold on.
Time. One door is in front of me.
There we go. I don't like walking backwards.
Great. Both doors are locked. I should head back to Alan and Dawn in the other classroom.
All right, so we gotta find the west wall.
A closed and locked door. An overhead projector. The west wall.
There we go. The classroom. And there is...
The west wall.
Dawn, I want you to start yelling to Case when you hear him enter the far side of the room. Case, just aim for Dawn's voice.
Fine.
Keep the sound of the wind on the right and just head for Dawn's voice when you get in here. It's a straight shot, so you should be fine if you just aim.
Okay.
Follow me down the hall to the first door where I'll be standing. Dawn will stay here at the second door.
I follow him. This is a crazy plan, but it should work. If I do it properly, and if not, I have infinite continues.
Come on, Case.
The east wall connecting the classroom.
Wrong way.
Come on, Case.
Alright, we're almost there.
Come on, Case.
The east wall. The east wall.
Yep, we are about there.
Come on, Case.
Where you at?
The east wall.
Come on, Case.
Alan is behind me.
Oh, so I passed him up.
The east wall.
Come on, Case.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty funny.
Come on, Case.
The east wall.
Come on, Case.
Oh, I see what I did. Okay.
I need to go to Alan.
Come on, Case.
Some sort of a plan and possible death.
Alan is in front of me.
All right.
Come on, Case.
I think...
The east wall.
Come on, Case.
The east wall.
Come on, Case. I'll be yelling for you to go through here as you approach. You'll have to aim slightly left of my voice, because I'll be behind the door.
What if the creature stops and eats you?
What's with Dawn?
She's just upset, on account of this entire situation. Plus...
What?
She thinks you're a bad influence on me.
Why?
I have no idea.
Huh. Weird. Anyways, got the plan?
Yes, I bait a creature at the beeping control panel, run by you to Dawn.
Ready when you are.
Hey, do you know how to use a gun?
Of course. Point it at something and pull the trigger. You have one?
Yeah.
Well, try not to kill the creature. Or me.
Right.
And Case?
Yeah?
Alan C.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, I love their disposition, I really do.
What am I doing? Too late now. Time to head to the fire alarm console.
And remember, if you do need to use that gun, just tap the center of your screen to fire.
Here, monster.
Saving checkpoint.
Yeah, obviously they're saving a checkpoint. They're being nice. This is not a good situation. And this is actually,
the east wall.
Oops. I will tell you this now. This is quite a difficult task that we're about to do, and it's the finale of the game. This is why I said that this is a short game.
Can't go this way.
Oops, and I am going the wrong way. And you can hear the monster in the distance. He's on the other side of a door. Okay, there we go. We're in the right room, and this is an awfully long walk to the fire alarm console, or whatever they call it. But we're slowly and surely making our way there. I love the suspense, though. And I will outline how I'm going to do this when we get there. Okay, we're getting close. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk to this, keeping the beeping sound kind of on the right. And this is probably not the only way to do it, but I'm going to do it this way. Because when you pull the fire alarm...
The wall at the end of the hall.
Right. Fire alarm is right there. When I pull this fire alarm, I'm going to pull it, and I'm going to turn left really quickly. It's just easier to flip my wrist left. And then just sort of run by pointing down the center of the screen, or top of the screen. I'm just going to run, trying to keep the alarm centered and behind me. Kind of make a straight shot from there. That should do it.
I got to turn around and run as soon as I pull this. Here we go.
Okay, there we go. So I'm turning, and I'm running, keeping the alarm on the right just a bit. I don't see this working. I really don't. Oh, wait. I'm way off. Oh, now I'm also way off. I gotta keep him on the right. This is a painfully slow sequence. You don't run. You saunter through this. This is... Okay. So we made it through. Now we gotta get to Dawn, which is straight ahead. Oh god. This is gonna be close.
The west wall.
All right.
Oh no!
It's breaking through. Do something! Shoot it!
What?
Shoot it!
All right. Tap the center of the screen.
Dawn!
I'm okay, Case. I'm okay.
I'm so...
Me too. I'm also not dead, more than I can say for our friend here. Jesus, that was loud. Wow, this thing is all teeth and claws. Dexterous fingers, opposable thumbs, like human hands, but 4-inch claws that extend over them. This is incredible, absolutely incredible. Quadrupedal in a matter of speaking. No eyes, covered in short, thick fur. Seems carbon-based. We can burn the hair to verify.
What is it?
It's alien. It has to be. There's nothing like this on Earth. Or there wasn't before a few hours ago.
What do we do now?
Thank you for playing Blindside. You've completed Episode 1. Blindside is a game developed by Aaron Rasmussen and Michael T. Astolfi, featuring Michael T. Astolfi as Case, Michelle Ciotta as Dawn, Paul Resnikoff as Alan, Andrea Kornstein as Cindy, Thomas Stolfi as the voice of the emergency broadcasting system, and Clifton Highfield as the monster. Additional sound engineering by Jose Frias. Visit our website, www.blindsidegame.com, for a list of our generous Kickstarter backers. And if you like the game, please go to the App Store and give it a 5-star rating. Blindside is a production of Epicycle LLC. Thank you for playing.
And that was a Blindside, a very rough sort of review of it, but what can you do? It's a hard game. Again, let me know if there's anything I need to explain more thoroughly. I will try my best to explain it. I probably won't make any more audio gameplays, because I don't know. Maybe if something specific comes up, but I'll try to do it text-based explanations. And there's a little surprise coming up in this little theme. But while this plays out, I will tell you a few things I do and don't like. There's your surprise. So first, what I do like about the game is the realism of the environment. You have a lot of acoustical feedback as to where you are. Like, bigger rooms have larger acoustics. They're rendered in real time, too. You don't get that in a fair amount of audio games. And it's vital that you notice the acoustical changes between different rooms and stuff. I mean, that is pretty important to knowing your way around this game. So I really like that. Also, you get a lot of environmental cues. Each room has its own cues. Now, with that said, you don't get cues for some objects, like coffee tables or desks, but those don't make sounds, so that's, you know, obvious. But the things that should make sounds do. Now, the stumbling around you could take two ways. You could say, oh, it's great because it's a new experience, and it's accurate. If a sighted person were to go blind, they would most likely be doing that. Now, but you could also say that's a disadvantage because a blind person wouldn't stumble quite as much in a real-world situation because he'd be used to being blind. But the premise of the game is that most of these people have had sight and now they're blind. Now, the things I don't like, and there's only really two big ones that I don't like. The first is, although I like the way the audio environments are rendered, if something's behind you or if it's through a wall or something, it has this weird warbly quality to it. It sounds kind of like it's fluttering paper. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't actually sound like it's behind your head. It would be hard to simulate that, but I would have really loved it if they would have been able to figure that out. That would have been nice. And the other thing, which I think this was on purpose, though, so I'm not going to down it too much. Dawn is kind of like the sidekick in the whole thing. She's always saying, what do we do now? What do I do now? And she's agreeing with everyone's plans, or she's being forced to agree with their plans, but she's not really directly influencing what goes on in the game. She's helping out with certain things, but I think they did that on purpose. So that is all I really have to say about Blindside, and I will talk to you guys in another review. See you later.